There's an old Russian story about a farmer who was in his kitchen and a huge blizzard blew up, like one of those storms of the century. The wind was howling, it was snowing so hard you couldn't see 3 feet in front of you. And it was just horrible. And he hunkered down knowing it was going to be a while before he was going to be unburied from his house. And over the roar of the wind, he heard thumps, thump, 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 thump. And he couldn't tell what it was, but it was loud enough that he, or distinct enough that he could tell something was going on. And so he got all of his clothes on, all of his outer gear and his boots and his hat, and went out in this sub-zero blizzard. And through the flakes of snow, there was enough of a break where he could see there were a flock of sparrows that knew they were going to die, just naturally. And they were hitting the door of his barn, trying to get in. Trying. And so the farmer felt compassion for them, and he goes out and he opens the barn doors and turns on the lights, and the sparrows head for the trees because something really big and really scary had just come out of the house, and they were too afraid to go where they could be saved. And the farmer looked up at the trees at these poor, doomed sparrows and said, "If only I could become small like them and lead them to salvation." I think it's good every once in a while to hear this. Y'all know it, but I want you to hear it with your hearts. God loves you. God loves you. But he's so big. He's so big that if he really showed up in his whole self today, we'd die. He is that big. But one day he looked on us with great compassion and said, "If I could just become small like them, I can lead them to salvation." And so he sent a baby. He sent a baby. The God that could come right now and with a breath smush all of us loves us so much that he sent a baby to grow up and become a man. Jesus Christ, his own son, who led us to salvation. God loves you. God doesn't just love you. God just adores you. Have you ever, a couple people associated with this posted pictures this week of little kids or little babies, and you go, and the words don't, it's so stinking cute. That's how God feels about you. The God that created this whole universe loves you that much. And I think it's good for us to hear those words. Now, I've gotten to know some of you. Some of you right now are dealing with, or have loved ones dealing with, major health problems. Major health problems. Some of you have diagnosis or have dear ones with diagnosis that you know a miracle could happen, but folks, let's be real, we know what we're facing. Some of you I know well enough to know that you don't live paycheck to paycheck. you live paycheck to Wednesday and then try to figure out how the heck you're going to survive to the next paycheck. And right now in this season of your life, you're working your behind off. And there just doesn't seem to be a way to bring any more income in, to stop the paycheck to Wednesday thing. Some of you I know well enough to know that you came here because you were in a faith crisis. At one time you knew God well, you felt God deeply, you followed him obediently, and then the world took you off track. And God, you know that God that thinks you're so stinking cute? All this time he's been going, brother, come back. Sister, come back. Daughter, come back. Son, come back. And you felt him wooing you. The Bible uses that word a lot about wooing, but that is it. It isn't just daddy to daughter or son. It's more like a lover. Come here. Come here to me. And you came here and you went, God. And your faith is starting to be renewed, your spirit renewed, your lives are changing. Maybe not the circumstances of your life, but your lives are changing. John Lee, one of the things that tickles John Lee a lot, and I don't think it's the truth. One of the things that tickles John Lee a lot is the change in me in the last year and a half. He says, I've gotten softer. My daughter's even shaking her head. Yes, you're grounded for the rest of your life. He says, I've gotten softer, less harsh. And I started thinking about this week, and I realized what it was. It's really hard to be a crabby boss when it finally dawns on you after 25 years, because that's all I am. It finally dawns on you. I'm not the boss. I'm not the boss of me. I'm not the boss of you. I remain the boss of Sarah. But God is in charge. And there is a way that when you finally say, okay, God, you're in control, it softens you. And it gives you more peace. Makes you less frenetic, even when the power goes off in the church. I know some of you enough to know that just by virtue of your being, you have people in your life, society, whatever, who look at you and consider you weird, odd, not worthy, abusable. We got a couple youth who have been bullied horribly. We've got people who other people look at funny. But God loves you. God loves you. He's crazy for you. And he thinks you're the cutest stinking thing he has ever seen in his life. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that as I've gotten to know you and I've seen your circumstance, many of you, if not most of you, have at one point or another, you've broken my heart. But then I have come to know that my heart shouldn't be broken by your circumstances, because God brought you here. God brought you here. God brought you here to be loved on and to be reminded of his love. God brought you here to draw closer to him. God brought you here to start experiencing the changes his son, Jesus Christ, can bring you. The changes that are going to bring you peace and bring you healing. Bring you everything his presence can bring you. God brought you here when he opened the barn doors and led you to salvation. And so you're here. Now, one of the things I've been astonished at, since this is Fifth Sunday, I have been astonished at, is the way y'all step up. In the grant, I had to write down how much money y'all are given. And they challenged me. They said, no way a congregation that small is given that much money. I said, these people are faithful. We got folks giving $1 a week. And I know there are times I want to give the dollar back. Because some of you can't do $1 a week. Y'all have been extremely faithful. We had that big homeless event. Remember when we passed out coats for the homeless? This tiny little congregation. We got 35 unsheltered homeless men and women ready for winter last year. Do you know what happened last winter? Remember how awful it was? Remember how cold it was? Not one homeless, unsheltered homeless person in Elkhart died. 2 years ago, one died and one lost his feet. Y'all did that. This tiny group of faithful people did that. Today, we're going to go out and pick green beans. Big deal. Yeah, you're going too. We're going to go pick green beans. Do you realize what we're doing when we pick the green beans? We're providing fresh vegetables for people who can't afford green beans. You and I go to Martin's. We take one of those, well, I don't take just one of those plastic bags. Any of you successful in getting those plastic bags off the rolls? I'm like toilet paper. I grab one. Yeah, it is a me thing. We fill it with green beans. We weigh it. Good to go. Right? Not only are we going to pick green beans, but as you're going to be encouraged to, as you're picking, you're going to do breath prayers. Not constantly, but breath prayers. Breath prayers are little things you can say in one breath, like, bless the person that eats these. Lead the person who gets these to Jesus. You're going to be praying for the people who are going to get these green beans. You think for one minute God isn't going to use our prayers and knock the socks off of someone eating a green bean sometime in the next month? You think for a minute that's not going to happen? If you think for 1 minute our prayers over those green beans aren't going to result in someone going, huh, feeling something in my soul, y'all need to talk to me, because here's the deal. I've seen how your faithfulness, I've seen how your service, I've seen how your prayers, I've seen how your presence, I've seen how your love has impacted this community. Now, on September 20th, we've got a fresh start thing going on. It's to celebrate the new us. And over the next year, we got to get our numbers up. It's the reality of it. Y'all know that. But you know what's going to happen? We're going to get our numbers up. Amen. And we're going to fill this place to the point where we're going to have to go to two services. And we are going to have the numbers that are going to allow us to sustain our ministries financially. But we're going to have the numbers that are going to be necessary to be obedient to God and go out and open some barn doors for some people. And it all starts because God loves you. He thinks you're stinking cute. And he brought you here to Servant's Heart, to be in community with him, to be in community together, and to be community in community outside these walls. The world is a hateful place these days. Hateful. I can't even stand some of the stuff Christians even say these days. We're going to change a lot of that in Elkhart, this tiny little congregation, because God has been faithful to us, And we know it, and our response cannot be anything different than being faithful to him.